let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A healthy gut contributes to a strong immune system. Heart health, brain health, improved mood, healthy sleep, and effective digestion. It may even help prevent some cancers and autoimmune diseases. When you heal your gut and restore bacterial balance, your body is given the opportunity to regenerate. Immunity can increase and you will start to produce more of the beneficial bacteria, which can continue to fight back against the bad guys. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will give us a short Gut Health 101 course with some very important information on gut vitality that we should all know about to keep our gut running smoothly and in tip-top shape. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. You know, I love being with you every month, and it's always exciting when, even though we've worked together for years and years and decades, we have a topic we've never truly talked about before.
You know, it's interesting.
So this is very exciting.
Well, yeah, everything we've talked about, the importance of a healthy gut, we've never talked about before. We're going to jump into it here in a second. I want to take just a few seconds here at the beginning. You're here every month for decades, as you say, but maybe even centuries, when we talk about all these various holistic health items that are out there. In all of your travels, in dealing with all of your clients literally worldwide, do you see people getting more into natural healing? We hear so much about it, I wonder if it's just talk or people are actually following this.
You know, that's a great way to start this out because, and you know, I travel all over the country and the world, and I do virtual work with clients worldwide. And I see across this country and even over in the UK and Europe and Canada, I see that there's a rebirth of natural healing. And I think the wisdom of our grandparents, you know, my grandmother Fritzi, that we've talked about a lot, regarding natural remedies can play an important role in our health care today. A great deal of research is being done worldwide on the medicinal value of plants, including fruits, vegetables, herbs, and even spices, culinary spices. And I think each generation grows from experience. And over time, we have seen that the extreme overuse of antibiotics has created deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And throughout the world, there's a growing concern that many illness-producing microorganisms, such as bacteria, and we're all talking about viruses lately, and
yes,
fungi and parasites, are becoming resistant to the drugs that are used to fight them. And one of the reasons these deadly viruses, germs, and bacteria have become resistant to medications is because of repeated use. And I think prevention of illness is always the key. But when one does get sick, understanding how to use natural remedies that have been proven throughout the centuries to help heal our bodies without harmful side effects can always be very helpful. So today we'll talk about some natural remedies to keep your gut in tip-top shape, no matter your age.
You know, it is interesting because I can remember not that many years ago, if you would sneeze, you're on the phone with the doctor. Can I come by and pick up an antibiotic? I just sneezed a couple of times an hour or so ago, and we really were over-relying on that, weren't we?
Yes, and that's the last thing you want if you have a cold. It just runs its course. You
yes.
just need to take care of it with rest and a lot of water and good foods, and I'll just say turmeric and vitamin C and zinc, and you boost your immune system.
And you do it with no long-term implications as well. So thank you for answering that question.
Right.
I've wondered about that. There's so many venues out there now, people talking about holistic health, natural health. Interesting that people are paying attention. So many of your books are devoted to that. A new one coming up that we'll touch on as we go through the program. Let's get back to the topic, the importance of a healthy gut. Does our gut do more than digest all of the foods we eat, which for most of us, that's what we think the role of the gut is?
Yes, that our whole life centers around what we eat all day long.
Exactly.
I think more than a few people may be surprised to hear that the digestive system, or the gut, you know, aka the gut digestive system, does way more than digest food. Immune system support and flushing out toxins and transferring nutrients from the food you eat to the rest of your body are just three of the major functions carried out by your beautiful gut. And in effect, the gut's activities and its ability to carry them out actually impact, Rick, every aspect of your health, not just physically, but even emotionally and mentally.
We're talking about the importance of a healthy gut. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is holistic health expert and best-selling author, Susan Smith Jones, Ph.D. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. All this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Interesting what you say. What health issues, illnesses maybe, can be caused by having poor digestive system health?
Yes, and I talk about this in great detail in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness.
I love that.
But briefly, yes, a healthy gut naturally will translate into a healthy body. I think most people don't understand the importance of your gut. It's kind of inside. You eat every day. You use the bathroom. You think everything's going on well. And shortly, I'm going to give you a little test to see how healthy your gut is and look at your transit time. But if your gut's not healthy, it does pave the way